This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by Secure Future Tech Solutions, your local IT partner providing information technology solutions. To consult with an IT expert today, call 401-921-2607 or visit them online at securefuturetech.com.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IRM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IRM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, January 10th.
We're having a nice little chuckle over here.
We are. Our new intro is a little bit of Paula Abdul that we weren't expecting.
Yep, so we weren't.
Happy New Year to us. That was pretty amazing.
A little surprise.
That was a little surprise. So it's me and Chrissy today in the studio. We lost Jay. Jason is gone. We're one man down.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm sure he's listening,
and he'll
too.
He'll definitely maybe call in.
No pressure, Jay. Yeah, so Jason has moved on, and he has accepted the treasurer position within IRM, and he has kindly passed the torch off to both Chrissy and myself, and have we gladly accepted it?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have. All right, that's cool.
A little under the weather, both
of
us.
Yeah, both of us. You know, we just can't, we cannot shake this winter New England sinus cold. But we are here today, so no worries about that. So just in case you're tuning in for the first time and you are here in IRM today and you're wondering what that is, IRM is the Institute of Real Estate Management. And we are your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know, and this was, you know, something that we used to talk, you know, joke about with Jay, that there are a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However,
we're not one of them.
We're not.
We're not fun.
But, no, we fun. Are fun. We're just not syndicated. We're definitely fun and we're entertaining, but we are not syndicated. But we are live in the studio every Tuesday talking about all things property management. And in case you were tuning in for the first time, again, and you're wondering what IRM was, we are the Institute of Real Estate Management, the most professional group in the country for managing real estate. Locally, we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing that you might be wondering is, what does IRM do? Well, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So whether you manage an elderly housing building, maybe you manage a single family home or a tenement building or even a commercial building, then the Institute of Real Estate Management is here for you. And also, you might be looking for a career in property management or looking for something different and you want to have some kind of training, some sort of education, or even a designation that can recognize you as a professional property manager. So, Chrissy,
what
the designations?
What kind of designation can I get?
Well, you can get two of them.
Yes, and I have one.
You do have one.
I have the ARM,
yes,
which stands for CARA.
So we have Kara Nero in studio today from Person Real Estate Group, and Kara is going to speak a little bit about, she just went through the ARM process.
She did.
And she went and she got her training, and I don't know if she went through IRM or not. We're going to find out when I ask her some questions.
What does the ARM stand for, Kara? Accredited?
I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, is it my turn to go?
It
okay.
Is.
It's accredited.
She likes to do that. She's just like, hey, just talk.
Just go
it's
ahead.
Accredited real estate manager.
Residential manager.
Sorry.
That's okay.
See, that's why you put me on the spot.
Right. Sorry.
I wasn't prepared.
I didn't mean to.
In addition to the ARM, we do have the Distinguished CPM designation, which, you know, our cohort Jason is.
Yes.
And which
and
stands for.
He carries both designations.
Because he's fancy.
He likes to remind us of that.
Yes, he does.
And that stands for a certified property manager, which is equal, as Jack Ben says, to a degree from Harvard,
it
a
is.
Master's degree from Harvard.
I mean, every week, every time I come in here and you guys say that, I feel like less than and that I should have at least one of the two of
these. Yeah, just go for your ARM.
I think I'm going to do it. Just
you don't
so
even
I...
need to do either one of those. You could be an associate membership.
I'm going to do that because I want to be in the same league as you guys.
You
are. I kind of feel like I'm
you
not.
You are.
I'm just going to put an acronym at the
yes.
end of my name. And I'm going to make something up.
Make it up. RP, Rent Path.
Rent Path Champion, RPC.
I like that.
Okay, so now getting back to, talking a little bit about the designation. If somebody walks into your place of business and they state that they are a CPM and that they are looking for work, right away you know that this person has been trained properly, professionally, and is backed by a code of ethics. And if they didn't have that designation, they might not have the same opportunity if they did. And what's great about IRM is that they are willing to train the people to get the correct education. there are some companies that will even train people for the CBM designation. And if somebody is willing to go out on their own, we do have a great training program, which is also our scholarship program.
Yeah, and they don't even need to go out on their own. Like, if even if your company is going to back some of it, you can always go in and you can just apply for the scholarship through IRMRI.org and just get, you know, maybe you have the ARM, but you want to move on to your CPM, but mm-hmm. you're not quite there yet financially. You can ask for some help from IRM.
Well, that's
and
great.
We do a couple of programs, a couple of events that help fund that.
We do. We did in November. I don't. Is that do one annually?
No, there's two. There's the golf tournament.
The golf tournament. That's right. And then, I was in that last summer.
Yeah, you should know.
I think I golfed for 5 minutes and all of a sudden I was in a tournament. It was amazing.
The golf tournament and then we have the wine tasting.
That's good.
So they're both fantastic events to be a part of IRM, and it's a way for IRM to give back to its members almost.
Exactly, and to alleviate some of the costs that come along with the designations. So that's great. So like Chrissy was saying, it's an easy application. You can go right on our website at IRMRI.org and you can fill it out and submit it to Karen Cuddle. And Karen, you will definitely hear us say her name a few times. Karen is our association executive.
She is everything.
She's
super quick. You need an answer to anything, she's boom, right on it.
I went to go visit Chrissy Friday at her
trailer.
Her office.
We're in construction. I don't live in a trailer.
We were in a trailer. I thought she was kidding. She's like, I'll be in the trailer. And when I showed up, she was in a trailer. And while we were there, we were kind of talking about the show and what the new year was going to bring and trying to plan some stuff. And with that, we had to, you know, contact Karen for a few things. So Chrissy said, I'll send her an email. And I swear it was just as you hit send. And boom. Literally 2 seconds later, we're like, is she just waiting for us? Is she just there for us? She replied back instantly. So if you do need Karen, you can definitely contact her at 401-479-7734.
And I'm sure we'll be talking about some other events that are coming up towards the later hour.
Yes.
And you can always give Karen a call about any one of those things.
Yeah. And if you do want to give us a call, since we are live and not syndicated, you're always welcome to call us in studio locally at 401-437-5000 or toll free at 888-345-0790. So again, like we said, we have Kara in studio today, and I know Chrissy, you're going to ask her a few questions, learn a little bit about what she went through with the ARM.
Yes. So Kara recently got her ARM through IRM.
Yes.
And you haven't gone yet for your the installation dinner yet, right?
I have not, no.
But you have your recommendation letters and all that other stuff.
Yes. Yep. Karen, who is, you know, as quick as you say, sent me all of that information, and I'm just awaiting the exact date that I'll have my
installation.
So.
Oh, perfect. So you're gonna get
it's
sworn
very
in.
Very exciting. Yeah.
So do they do that? I've only seen the installations happen at like a function or event.
Or
oh, is that when it is? Okay. So it's usually at an event because I've witnessed a few of them now. All right, right. Very good.
Right.
That's exciting.
So, Kara, could you tell us a little bit about your experience with the ARM program?
Absolutely. So, I'd say overall I had a really positive experience with all of the courses that I had to take to get my certification. I think that the information that they're teaching you is so valuable, and some of it you might not be using every single day. So it was really great to kind of have all of the information presented to you. And I also thought that the teachers were really interactive and made it fun. You know, when you're in a course that's an all-day event for multiple days.
I was just
going to
ask that. It's all day. It's not like a night, couple hours.
Yeah, it's all day. Yeah, I mean, and you obviously take breaks and everything, but it really helps when you're in a class for such a long time to have a teacher that makes it fun and makes it interactive.
Right.
So, you know, that you're not bored and you're staying engaged the whole class. So that was something that I thought was really important for me.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so that you're paying attention and learning.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I know that with my classes, I had Bob Cuddle and I had Chris Mellon.
They were teachers?
They were both my teachers.
Stop
I know.
It.
So it was like
that's pretty,
the best of the best.
I was going to say, that's the best of the best right
there. The creme de la creme.
Wow. Look at you.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could recall my teacher's name. I don't think I had the same teachers, but I couldn't say because I can't recall their names, but they both were very good. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed, you know, the classes with them. And I thought that it was a really great experience, and I would recommend it to anybody that is in property management.
What part was your favorite? What class? Like, what part of the class?
I think...
Because there are different sections.
Yeah, like, there are different sections.
I remember back when I took it, there was, you know, you learned kind of about HR the first day. And then the second, yeah. I don't know, there was financial day. And then there was, you know, there are different days. Every day is a different book or a different
section of the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, one of my favorite things was the ethics.
Yeah.
Because that's not so much...
taught.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. There's a lot of room for interpretation, and you know, it's a lot of class discussion when you are going through all of the ethics topics. So I think it was really fun to kind of, you know, see what other people thought of the situation that was given to us, and just get a, you know, a feel for the other situations that people have dealt with and how they would handle different things. So I really liked the ethics portion just because it was a little bit more subjective and it wasn't exactly, this is how you do it. This right. is the only way to, you know, this is how you should do something. It was a little bit more open to interpretation. Well, so I really enjoyed that.
That's great. And you know what? We're going to learn more about your experience going through the ARM classes. But right now you're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we'll be right back after this.
All right, 4:20 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host Dina Cimarelli, and we're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Before the break, we were talking with Karen Ira from Pacern Real Estate Group. We were talking a little bit about the ARM process and experience. And recently, you have been appointed a property manager of a new complex that's being built in Plainville, Massachusetts. I was just wondering, what's the biggest hurdle for you as a property manager during this process?
I feel like the biggest hurdle has been really transitioning from Rhode Island to Massachusetts and the changes in regards to, like, the different laws. You know, I think I've gotten so accustomed with how things are in Rhode Island that I've kind of forgotten how many things vary from state to state. So, like, for example, in Massachusetts, you can't charge an application fee. You can't charge one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something.
So, are there ways around that? Do they call it like an admin fee or some kind of processing fee? Or
look at you trying to be all shady. Yeah. Where did you learn your code of ethics?
You do try to do things like that, but no, unfortunately, there really isn't. I mean, there's a $100 lock and key fee that you can charge, or you know, however much you want to charge for it. But as far as like application fees go, and how you have to hold people's security deposits and
in an escrow, right?
Yep, in Massachusetts. In escrow.
Yeah. And I remember that from our friend living in Massachusetts,
right?
And there had to be an escrow.
And then there's even restrictions on how you can apply the security deposit when somebody's moved out. Like, there's certain costs that you can't apply the security deposit to, for example, termination fees. So I think the biggest hurdle for me and for us is just understanding the different laws in Massachusetts so that we can implement new policies for the new property.
You know what I was thinking earlier? What led you to want to obtain your ARM? Like, how long were you in property management? Were you a leasing agent? Like, what assistant? What did you do that led you up to saying, you know what, I want to take this a little step further and get my ARM?
Yeah, I've actually held every position in Pacern that we've had, you know, up to the position
except
that I'm in
board.
Now. Yeah, exactly. No, so I started as a leasing consultant, and I was also a leasing manager, and then assistant manager, and then now property manager. So I think that it becomes an important thing once you've kind of gotten to a point where you're a property manager and you're wondering, okay, how else can I further my education in the field of property management?
Yeah.
You know, what else can I do to, you know, understand the other areas and, you know.
I think it's really, I mean, for me, taking the class when I was a property manager, you already have a lot of skills and knowledge and everything from being in the business and working. But I think for when I took it, I found also it might be beneficial to have even assistant managers take it because, you know, they might not be kind of exposed to some of the other, you know, financial aspects of things.
I definitely agree.
Ethical aspects of things. And I think that it's really good for kind of anybody that's kind of been promoted throughout the property management field to kind of understand the full aspect of things.
Yeah, absolutely. It really ties a lot of different pieces of information together. And I do think that, you know, it's an important way to, like I said, further your education. You know, there's not always a ton of different options when it comes to, you know, different courses and trainings. And I think that's one of the really great things about IREM is that you have this resource to help, you know, develop your skill set and further your education.
Pretty
yeah,
cool.
and you've been to quite a few different events too. Recently.
I love the events. Yeah. I think that's my favorite part.
Yes.
Of course. Who
that's
doesn't want to go? And you know, I'm a people person, so meeting new people and being able to interact with other people that are also in my profession is something that I really value. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the greatest things about it is you kind of get used to, okay, I work for this company and I have my coworkers, but then you go to these events and you meet all of these other people that are in the same field as you. And it's, you know, it's.
And even vendors
and
like.
Vendors,
yeah,
you know,
vendors
you,
too.
I know
absolutely.
We've sat at tables before with some of the attorneys where, you know, you might not be exposed to them or, you know, and it was nice to meet other people.
Absolutely.
That
absolutely.
Are
in
yeah.
the industry. And in case any emergencies come up on your property, you always know who to use.
Yeah.
Because
no,
you've already been introduced to them.
It's a very great list of friends that we have here at IREM, all the vendors. I got to say, you know, I don't think I would ever not be able to recommend any type of a service. So, if you know, if I was just visiting, you know, Plainville or Cohasset or wherever I was and they needed, you know, restoration, I have three off the top of my head that I could.
You can think of.
And I know they specialize in the industry, too. So it's not just they're doing that specific job. They specialize in our industry, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, I've definitely, networking has been my favorite.
Yeah.
We get excited when there's events.
Well, that's because that's your business,
yes,
too.
It's my
you know,
business.
I know whenever we talk on the radio about a new property that's coming up, you're like, where is it?
Yes.
Let me take a picture.
I
what is
them
this?
In
I need
my
to
portfolio.
Talk to them. So,
and we have events coming up that we're going to talk about later on. We actually have one tomorrow that we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show. Do you have other questions for Kara that you'd like
yeah,
to ask
I have,
her?
I have just one more because I know that some of our listeners might be thinking about investing or buying or even renovating some properties. Do you have any advice to give them that you've learned during this experience?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the most important thing is really understanding your market. You need to know what else is out there and who your competitors are going to be and understand what they're doing, what they're charging for rents, and it's really important to be looking into that all the time so that you can really get a good understanding of the market so that when you are, you know, looking to whether it's buying, investing, or opening a brand new property, you know, you want to make sure you're not priced out of the market, that you're going to entice potential renters and, you know, that you can make sure you have, you know, good profit, obviously.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the most important thing to something that for someone that might be, you know, investing or something like that. But really understanding your market, I think, is one of the most important things, obviously, in addition to financials and all of that. That's obviously the first step. But, you know, market surveys, everything like that is really important. And I know you guys have talked about that.
So.
Yeah, and I think the most important part when you say like a competitor, when you're looking for a true comp, you know, especially with, you know, we have some of our listeners that own two families, three families, maybe a 10 unit. To really get a true comp, make sure whoever you're price matching or you're looking, make sure they have the same amenities as you.
Exactly.
They were renovated somewhat.
Year,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, make sure that, you know, you're definitely a true comp. I mean, I wouldn't have, you know, a brand new facility, you know, keeping tabs on, you know, a place down the road that was, you know, built 40 years ago and has not had a single renovation.
Exactly.
But sometimes I think people might not understand that and they just say, oh, who's within like maybe a 1 to 5 mile radius and what are they charging, you know,
right.
for rent per square footage?
Yeah, it really does need to be sort of an apples to apples comparison. And like you said, making sure that the amenities are comparable and, mm-hmm. and things like that, you know, and that's going to give you a clear indication of like what, you know, what your competitive edge is going to be too, you know, to make sure that, you know, if there's something that you offer that maybe one of your comps doesn't, you know, you can highlight that and really drive that home to people that are looking.
Yeah,
well, we're
going to
talk more about some different property management headlines that are,
yes.
that are actually in the news.
Ooh.
And how it relates to maybe some of your property. So you're listening to iRoom Today, the property management show. We'll be right back right after this.
All right. It is 4:32, and we are back today. We are back at iRoom Today, the property management show. I am Dina Cimarelli, along with my co-host Chrissy Danielian, and we have Karen Nero live in studio today as a guest, and we are live every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m., and I'm sorry,
they're trying to keep you on your toes.
I'm chuckling a little bit because, you know, this, again, it's Chrissy and I's first show without Jason here, so we're hearing all of the, you know, intro music, these little, you know, intros that they use bringing us in and out of commercial, and we just heard the Katy Perry song Roar, and this is the first time we're hearing it with you, and it just makes us laugh.
Power. Women
it,
power.
It is.
That's what we're going
power.
I think it was a perfect fit.
I thought it was funny. Well, it's kind of like, you know, I can't wait to hear what else is coming up.
I know.
All right, so just in case you're tuning in right now and you hear the word IREM, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management, and we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. And we are here to provide you with the tools, training, and tips you need to best run your property. We encourage you to go online and visit our website at iremri.org. And again, you know, we have Kara in studio, and we were talking a little bit about, you know, what she was doing in the industry and how she has come from leasing agent to leasing manager, and then she was an assistant property manager, and, you know, she just went and got her ARM. And, you know, that's something that we talk about a lot here is, you know, the education that we're able to provide, you know, people in the industry. And if you are in the business or you're looking to make a career change in a career, you know, it's different and something that gets you out of the house, then IREM is here for you and for that. And a lot of people who get into property management industry really make it a lifelong career. Kara, quickly, how long you've been in the industry?
6 years.
6 years. And Chrissy, you've been in a little
eight.
Yeah. I mean, and it's because everybody I meet, I very rarely meet anybody who's been here for a year or somebody who's left. And I'm sure it happens, but there's definitely longevity here. I have to say, you know, for sure. So we're going to talk a little bit about, I found this really cool article.
Where was it? Where did you find it?
I found it. This is at IREM.org. Not our IREMRI.org, but just the, you know, the IREM.org. And me being the digital salesperson that I am, this was pretty interesting to me. And it said, Digital Connectivity's Future Impact on Property Management. So it's a quick little article. And basically what it's saying is, in this ultra-digital world, that a lot of things, more and more, will now be connected to the internet than people. So every operational aspect in property and community management will be driven by and connected to the internet and each other. So it's saying watch out, and they call it for the emergence of the digital manager and the digital leasing representative.
That's kind of creepy.
It is. Well, it kind of scares me to think that, you know, I don't think it's going to replace jobs.
Right.
I can be replaced by a computer.
You can be replaced by a tablet. Chrissy, you're irreplaceable. That's another song.
I agree.
Beyonce song.
Maybe that's coming up next.
That's coming up next. I would say, so again, and I think it's just more to streamline, you know, technology today. So what they're saying is within a decade, touchscreen technology will be in every apartment unit. That's a pretty bold, you know,
that's
assumption. Every
bold
property unit.
The next decade?
Within a decade, touchscreen technology will be in every apartment unit for such features, services and features as repair requests, rent payments, connectivity to personalized healthcare services. I don't know if that's like, you know, life alert.
Emergency. Yeah, maybe.
Security, digital pet services, entertainment, smart unit controls, concierge-like services. Listen, this is pretty cool. Drone delivery areas.
Yeah, I have read about that,
That
actually.
Is pretty wild, probably
for
in California.
For packages.
Package arrival notifications and et cetera. And said leasing representatives will be deploying predictive analytics to increase the probability of a lease. The biggest technology concerns for apartment owners and operators in 2025 will be cell phone bars, no dead spaces, bandwidth, and a team that can keep all technology up and moving 24/7. So this was kind of cool that I found this article. And then Chrissy was telling me that the property that you're going to soon be managing in Plainville has some sort of digital content
now. So it's a feature that we're going to have. It's called Smart Home. It's basically an app on your cell phone that you can use to control the lights in your apartment, your thermostat, and the lock on your apartment door. So say you come home, you've got, you know, your hands full of groceries, you can unlock your apartment door from your car so that when you get up there, you don't have to, you know, fiddle looking for your keys. You can just open your door right up. Your lights are already on, and your apartment is at the temperature that you set it at.
That's for me because I'm a scaredy cat. I hate walking into a dark house. As soon as I come in, I touch like the light switch, and I need to turn it on.
You gotta get a dog.
Yeah, no. You do.
No. Nope. Next.
I think that it's definitely something that, you know, even from that article, you know, it is something that people are really becoming interested in and are expecting in their apartment home, having these digital features. So I'm really excited to offer these features because it's not something that I've had, you know, at my properties yet. Yeah, haven't had experience with before. So, and you know, there's all different settings you can have, you know, a setting so that every day at a certain time it goes to your thermostat goes to a certain temperature. It's like basically you're setting it so that, you know, when you're not home, your thermostat is lowered and the lights are off. And then, you know, at a certain time at night, everything comes back on. So there are a lot of really cool features to it and little things that you can customize. Yeah. So,
So let's say you leave the house and you're 5 miles away and you think you might have forgot to lock the door. Is that something you can do through that app?
Yes, you can lock your door right from your
phone. There's that commercial when the husband and wife, I think it's for like Cox
with
or
the
Verizon.
Pigeons?
Yes.
The
pigeons.
And she's like,
Cox?
She locked
Buick.
The door.
Buick.
Like,
it's for
yes.
Buick. It's for Buick.
Is that what it
it's
is?
It's for the car.
Oh, the pigeon. Yes. Yeah. But there's another one with a husband and wife. They're like on vacation and she's like, did you lock the doors? And he said, yup. And then he turned over and he looked at his phone and he did something. Yeah. She's like, did you shut off the lights? He's like, I sure did, honey. And then yes, the pigeons.
Yeah.
They come in the window.
Pigeons come in the window.
That's for a car commercial?
It's for a car. It's for a Buick. Oh. It's for my sister's car, actually.
Oh, I thought that was for the technology.
I love that commercial. I always thought that was so funny.
That's fantastic. Well, that's good. I mean, I think, you know, stuff like this is, I mean, it's a digital world. Everything is digital. It's unbelievable, you know.
So now, if somebody's interested in your property, how would they come about getting in touch with you?
Well, you can submit an inquiry through our website, oasis@plainville.com. We are also already listed on Apartment Guide.
Oh,
thanks
hey
to
now.
Dina. I know. Thank you again for
You're
all
welcome.
Of your services. You've
absolutely.
Been absolutely a pleasure to work with.
Thank you. Likewise.
So we are also on apartments.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can Google us, and anywhere that you submit an inquiry, it will come directly to me. So, if you just want to go to our website.
Pick Karen Nero's brain.
Yeah. The website's actually really cool. You have those drone shots.
Yeah, I love the drone shots.
So you guys are really cutting edge over there. I got to say, that's some great stuff
going on. We are definitely going the digital route, and it's been really exciting because in Rhode Island, I think that, you know, the market, it's important, but there are certainly people that still like to kind of do things the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
So it's exciting to go into, you know, a different market where I think that that's going to be really important to people. And it's nice to kind of offer different services that I might not be used to. And it's really exciting. So
now let me ask a question. Did you do any type of market research or data research within that area? Do you know if anybody within Plainville, Foxborough, wherever, is using any type of this smart home feature?
I don't think they are. We do, of course, a ton of market research, and I have not come across any of our direct comps that have it yet.
Yep.
So I think that we might be one of the first communities in the market to be offering this service, which is really exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah. So, you know, I know that there are also some new properties that are going to be opening up in the area as well. So, you know, of course, I'm not really sure what they'll bring to the table, but, you know, I'm excited for our property. I think it's going to be really, it's going to be really nice. And I definitely think that, you know, our price point is going to put us in a good spot. So I'm hopeful that, everyone is going to love it as much as I do and, is going to want to take advantage of all these, digital services that we'll have to offer.
Now, is this the first time you're using this, within Passern? Cause I know you have, you know, properties in Florida. Has anybody done this? Or are you the guinea pig?
No, actually, a lot of our Florida properties already utilize the service.
Gotcha.
And they've had, you know, really good luck with it and their residents really do love it.
Yeah.
You know, so it is really nice to at least know that it's working other places.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least
you
have some history to fall back on.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And
all the, you know, staff members at those properties say the same thing. Like their residents really do love it. And, you know, they have a lot of people that take advantage of the service.
I'm going to get that in my house.
Yeah.
Instead of a dog?
I'm not getting a dog.
You'll just have to come and move to Plainville.
I might have to. I have 2 betta fish, and that's about it. And they're never going to save my life.
No.
No.
They're going to fight with each other more so.
No, we're not doing that. So I know you have an article that you're going to talk about in a little bit, Chrissy. You found out some information on...
Women in the workplace.
Women in the workplace and management specifically, right? Mm-hmm. And that's great having two property managers in-house. That is fantastic. But right now we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to IREM Today, the property management show, and we'll be right back after this. Which one is
that? All right. It is 4:47 here on IREM Today, the property management show. I'm Chrissy Denalian along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We also have Karen Nero in studio from Pacern Real Estate Group.
Still hear the music.
And we're in studio...
I am sorry.
Every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. I did find another interesting article, and since we have all ladies in the studio.
Girl power.
Yes, and according to our music background.
Yes.
It's all very...
I don't know what that last one was, though.
I don't know, maybe...
Yeah, so, I didn't recognize I that one.
That wasn't that new Coldplay one.
I don't think it was.
No,
don't
one
ask
with those,
me.
Those weird, like, bears in the background. All right.
No, I don't know.
No.
That one.
Okay, scratch that.
So I was reading this article. It was a Gallup survey, actually, and it was about women in the workplace. And it was saying that 43% of managers in the U.S. are actually all women. So I think that that's pretty impressive, having 43%.
That's just about 50%. And I have to say, just from visiting properties all day long, the majority of the staff is women.
For property management, yes.
Definitely more so than men.
They were saying that in 2016, women did only account for 23% of U.S. senior business roles, which is a 2% point increase from 2015. So there was a slight increase, but it's still only we're only at 23% for those senior
like
roles.
Like VPs and
yeah,
okay,
CEOs.
Gotcha.
It is really, I mean, and if you look at it from a national level, it looks like it's much lower than that, actually. Mm-hmm. But they were saying, what would encourage or discourage you from getting that role, being in a middle management role? What would make women, what would discourage them? And they were saying, if they were working 50 hours a week, that 79% of women said that would not discourage them if it was 50 hours a week. However, if it went up to working 60 hours a week, 72% said that, yes, it would discourage them.
I believe it. I mean, in my prior life, I was a business owner, and I had owned the bakery, and I would work upwards of 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week. And when you have a family,
that's difficult.
It just doesn't work, and you want to do it. And, with that senior management, title and being a business owner, there's some great accolades that come with it. But you really need to find that fine line of your personal and your work, your balanced life. Yeah, for sure. So it that gets a little tricky.
But you would think that, maybe that's only women. But they were saying that actually men... They said 78% of men, if they were working a 60-hour work week, that would discourage them. 78.
Oh, wow.
And women were 72%, and you would think that the women would be higher, but
yeah,
the men
absolutely.
Were higher, actually. But they did say that they did research on millennials,
and
it does show that most millennial women put their personal life ahead of work.
Do they?
Are we surprised? Or are we not surprised?
I'm not surprised, no. And I have to say, I really hate that I'm a millennial.
You're on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp, but technically
cusp.
By year, so, but I do agree. I do see that.
Millennials
you know?
Have a bad rap.
They do.
They do.
They definitely do.
They're not all
putting their personal life before their work life, but I do think,
Well, you are not because you just furthered your education.
Yes.
You've just taken on a new role. So
absolutely,
clearly this is,
no.
Proof that isn't true of all millennials for sure. I don't know. I think definitely working anything over 50 hours for me just wouldn't be cohesive with my lifestyle. If I didn't have children, I would think of it differently. Like I always, people always asked me, why did you close the bakery? And I said, honestly, I just wasn't around. I wasn't around for my children. My husband, would work all week long in construction. And then on the weekends when it was his downtime was when the busy time was at the bakery.
Right.
So he now had the kids all weekend. We never saw each other. So, it was definitely a lot. So, there's something to be said for, working all those hours for sure. But
I think 50 hours is a long work mm-hmm. week anyway. Mm-hmm. But then when you go up to 60 hours, it's like you just now on your downtime, you just rest because there's
just,
nothing else that you
nothing
can
else.
Do.
Yeah, just sleeping. All right. So
What kind of events?
Yeah,
do
with
we
that
have?
Being said, let's wrap this up. I want to talk. We have a great event going on tomorrow morning. Are you going, Carol?
I am, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
You can meet some more people.
Yeah, so we have our annual membership appreciation meeting tomorrow, Wednesday, January 11th at 12 Acres in Smithfield, Rhode Island. As of right now, registration is closed, but
I'm sure you can call
Karen if you really needed to, if you wanted to get in.
You can call her at 401-479-7734.
And registration is complimentary for registered members and industry partners, friends of IRAM. Any guests, potential members, or potential friends of IRAM, there is a $20 fee.
Or if you walk in.
Yep. Any walk-in members will be charged $20 as well. Registration and breakfast begins at 8:30. I won't be there till about 10 of 9, so you can just sit back and wait for me to get there.
Just eat all the bacon.
Send me some bacon.
So, it's a great event. I'm really looking forward to it because mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that I kind of want to see what committee I want to be a part of.
Exactly.
And there are going to be a bunch of committee chairs and committees all lined up kind of at separate tables from what I understood.
Well, me personally, I'm going to be at the membership committee table, the Friends of IRAM committee, because I do chair that. And I'm going to have some information on the memberships and the different levels of the sponsorships and some applications. So, you know, I'll just be talking a little bit about that if anybody has any questions. But again, you know, they'll have some other
table to table.
I'm just going
to
go from that to the marketing committee to the IRAM Today table. And that's what I'm going to do tomorrow while eating bacon.
Yeah, I like all of that.
Yeah, it's
but
good.
You can go from table to table, kind of see where you would fit into the mix of things or what interests you the most, because there are so many different committees that you could be a part of.
Yes.
And just kind of introduce yourself and see if you want to be a part of it. And because it is a free event or $20 if you just walk in, it's really worth it.
And I didn't go to this one last year and you didn't either, right?
Yeah. No. And I didn't even know about it.
I didn't either. And
I wish I did.
Well, I definitely would have been there. Chrissy and I think both attended our first IRAM event together. It was the night of her installation. It was last holiday dinner in December. We didn't know each other then. I had no idea that a year later we'd be on a radio show together. It's just funny how the world works. But, and we both, you know, seem to have missed this. This seems to be the only, I'm going to say, event coming up at the moment. But we do still have two educational courses. We have, upcoming events. We have Ethics for the Real Estate Manager. And that is on, registration closes on the 13th. That's at the Cranberry Pond Apartments. And that is, where's the date of this? I don't see the date of that. Huh. Okay. So getting back to, then the other one we have is Managing Residential Properties. Oh, here we go. Again, at Cranberry Pond Apartments. Registration closes on the 13th for this. There's a few dates throughout January. So it's January 20th and the 21st, the 26th. So there's a bunch of different dates right here. So if you went on to the IRAMRI.org website, you can see the ARM track courses and all the different dates that they have. Oh, so this is what you must have just went through. So January 20th and 21st was Managing Residential Properties. The 26th was the Ethics, which you said you enjoyed.
Yes.
Ethics for the Real Estate Manager. And then
which actually wasn't a course for the ARM years ago. And
oh,
I think
really?
My year was when they started. Yeah, because the Ethics was only for the CPM. And then they started in requiring it for the ARM.
Oh.
So it's funny that you said that was
your favorite and it didn't even exist.
It wasn't a part of the ARM track at that point, but
pretty interesting.
Up until about a year ago or so, I think it was.
Gotcha. And then the last little part that they have is Managing Residential Properties. And then, of course, you have your certification and exam.
Yeah. So if you're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to becoming a friend, give Karen a call again, 401-479-7734. If you miss any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, IRAMRI.org. I guess that...
Well, thank you to Kara for coming in. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much
for going through the ARM process.
I
guess that's
it.
We'll have you back for sure. And that's going to be it for today. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by Secure Future Tech Solutions, your local IT partner providing information technology solutions. To consult with an IT expert today, call 401-921-2607 or visit them online at securefuturetech.com.